to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, the 6th of December, and first thing on the show today, we're going to hear about a project that takes plays written by children and has adults performing them. It's called Muse of Fire. For the past 6 years, it's been taking plays written by 10 to 12-year-olds, little budding playwrights, and staging them with a repertory group of adult actors. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with some of the playwrights and the actors about the newest batch of plays. They're going to be performing those at the Macaulay School Theater this weekend.
I kind of make him like a person.
This is Chance Stewart. The main character in his play is an owl.
Did you base it on a person you know, or is it just out of your imagination?
Out of my imagination. He loves math. I mean, I call him a nerd.
Why don't we have the people come in and perform your play?
Yay!
Okay, you guys ready? Hoovy High by Chance Stewart. School, Brown Academy, grade, 5th grade. Characters, Owlington, super smart owl, 14 years old, loves math, hates to read fiction.
Maze Runner again?
Ether's Blade, a scimitar sword, has a magic gem in the butt of his handle. 14 years old, he loves fiction.
Yeah!
Meeklup, a girl, 15 years old. She's a cat-fox mix. She loves stories about animals. She knows how to fight. She started boxing last summer.
Watch out.
My name is Sam. I'm the narrator. I'm a ghost, alum of Hoovy High. There's also Owlington's mom, independent, not as smart, reads too much.
I have such a good boy.
There's a teacher. He's grumpy. He doesn't like kids. He has a nice mustache. Wears Sherlock Holmes coats.
Class, pay attention.
Scene 1. Time, 7:23 a.m., Monday morning, May 2nd. Place, it's really hot outside. Owlington's treehouse, 4 miles from Hoovy High. Very isolated, not many owls or animals. Very old treehouse in a redwood tree. At the rise of the curtain, Owlington wakes up in his bedroom. It was very, very dark out at 7:23 a.m. A little too dark.
What time is it?
Owlington, I'm going to work. Breakfast is on the counter.
It's really dark outside. It'll be fine. It's always dark here during the morning time.
He picks up his backpack when the phone rings. He tries to reach for it when, with one hand, and then it drops on his toe.
Man, that really hurt.
He puts his backpack back on. The weight almost makes him fall backwards, but he manages to stay standing. He hops on his good foot out of the room.
Well, I hope nothing else bad happens today.
How did you come up with the whale? Where did that come from?
I came up with the whale because I'm almost one of the tallest kids in my class.
This is Yoltsin Cordova, the main character in her play. There's a blue whale. There's also a subplot about a pair of broken glasses.
Since I'm big, I'm going to get the biggest animal in the world, basically. And I'm like, oh, the blue whale. And so that's how I got the blue whale. And I'm like, I'm just going to get a name that's good for it. And I called it Big Mama.
The Story of the Broken Glasses by Yoltsin Cordova. School Calvin Donaldson. Grade 5th. Characters. Big Mama. Everyone calls her Big. 180 years old. Blue whale. Wears glasses. Can walk on land. A girl and really nice.
Hello.
Rebecca. A pair of glasses. She's 2 years old. Small. Purple. A triangle pattern on the sides. A girl. And likes to be worn. Hates to be dropped. A squeaky voice. Tommy, bully number 1, brown whale, hates Big Mama, 200 years old, really big, size of a blue whale, leader of the bullies, created the bully gang.
I hate Big Mama.
Hates being around people that are nice. Anderson, bully number 2, brown whale, 180 years old, that youngest bully, doesn't like to be left behind, smaller than the other whales. Vegetarian.
Yeah, I hate Big Mama too.
Dr. Elizabeth, 20 years old, Human, tall, long hair, peachy skinned, never mean, very professional. Of course I'm professional. Scene 1. Time, 2:59 p.m., May 1st, Monday. The place, the Indian Ocean. The air is super hot. The ocean is cooler. Clear blue water. Coral on the ocean floor. Fish swimming around smell salty. At rise, Big Mama is swimming.
Let's go for a swim.
Yes, it's so hot.
But when Big and Rebecca were swimming, they find big bad bullies that have followed them.
Let's swim away.
Yeah.
They try to swim away.
Not so fast.
What do you want from me?
Look, you. We're just trying to swim, but with dumb fishes.
The fishes look at the bullies and swim away. Rebecca starts crying, and that makes the bullies notice her.
Leave Big and me alone!
What are you gonna do?
Whispering to Big.
Just swim away!
Big tries to swim away fast, but then Anderson chases them and grabs Big by the tail.
No!
Smacks Rebecca off Big's face.
No. Don't swim away from us. We're trying to talk to you.
The Muse of Fire project originated with Stevie Ray Dallimore, now the artistic director of the project and a teacher at Macaulay. At the time, Stevie Ray Dallimore was working as an actor in New York. In the 1980s, a group of writers and actors in New York formed the 52nd Street Project and began offering children from Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan the opportunity to learn their craft. Stevie Ray loved the idea, and as he put it, he
ripped it off. I brought it here from New York. It's based on the 52nd Street Project.
You've been doing this for 6 years, so arguably two generations.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's really cool is to see we have, you know, siblings who have come through. We have one playwright who is the third in a family in this particular round of plays.
What kind of feedback do you get from them? Looking back on this, do they talk about that and the impact that made on them to do this?
You know, almost everybody wants to come back and do it. That's been a problem of ours. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but we still have yet to kind of figure that out. You know, if we had a million dollars, it would be great because we'd build an entire thing where we could just have this be, you know, have a continuation where kids could come and their siblings could come and we have lots and lots of tiers of things that we could, you know, do down the road. We haven't done that yet. We're still going to do it, I think, down the road as we grow. Mm-hmm. But I see a lot of the kids around, and sometimes, like, I work at Macaulay as well. So we've had a few kids who've gone to Macaulay because, I mean, I can't say because of this, but it's helped them, you know, get to certain schools, and it's something that they can put on as their kind of early, you know, resume. And some kids have gotten into creative school.
I've seen Alvin, who wrote a play about a cell phone.
A dedicated group of four work with Stevie Ray Dallimore in Muse of Fire. Matt Johnson is the producer and director for most of their plays. This is Amy Smith. She's an actor who also handles their PR.
He's at CCA now.
A couple of CCA kids got in with help from this project.
Isn't that a major at CCA?
Playwriting.
Yeah, and I mean, when you finish this program, you are a playwright.
This is Lizzie Chasen, along with Evie Durant, who also handles the props. She teaches playwriting. She's also responsible for all the costumes.
I'm an actor. I can't say that I'm a playwright yet. And I'm, you know, these kids, they make you think that. Like, I go home and sometimes I just start writing because they make it accessible again. They make not a fear of putting something on paper that I think sometimes as an adult you just have.
Have you written anything like this ever before?
Not really.
This is the first time you ever thought about writing a play?
Yeah.
This is Naeem Edwards. He's a big fan of the youthful secret agent, Percy Jackson.
So how was it?
It was a fun process. I made some changes when I, like, first, heard it because it sounded kind of strange when it was, like, read back to me. So I think it was made, like, a lot better when I changed some things.
You let your imagination go, didn't you? You had a dragon and this weird vampire kind of guy. And
yeah. The accent was a little bit, like, added onto it, but yeah.
So was that Stevie Ray's invention, that accent?
Yeah.
He was enjoying doing that, I could tell.
Yeah.
That wasn't the vision you had originally of that for that character?
No, but I think it added a nice touch to it.
How Nicholas Grave Gets His Comeuppance by Naeem Edwards. School, Signal Mountain Middle High, grade 7th. Characters, Nicholas Grave, 18, blonde, 11th grade, fights crime.
Yeah, man, that's me.
Tyron the Griffin, yellow and red, 56, cheetah/eagle. Skyfire, a dragon with blue scales, 25 years old. Random news reporter that we know absolutely nothing about.
Hello!
Kravavu Rajiku, which roughly translates to Blood River in Croatian. He is a soul eater, can't die, but can be reduced to a state of complete weakness. Age unknown. He's so old he doesn't remember his age.
What was my age again?
Narrator, think Dateline. Scene 1, time 5 a.m., place New York City. At Rise sits an empty stage with the Empire State Building dripping with water coming from the window. It was a piercing cold night in New York. The trees were shaking with the weight of snow and frost. The Empire State Building was completely dark. It was also completely quiet, except for the extremely quiet sound of water dripping from the far reaches of the top of the building. It was this soul sound that led Nicholas Grave to the soul devourer at the top.
The soul leader isn't going to wait for us, so we have to hurry. Do you remember that time he destroyed the White House and killed the president?
I do remember that. Don't rush me.
I'm your senior, so respect me. I'll keep this in mind when I'm flying you around and there are some very tight curves where I could drop you.
Yes, ma'am. yes, sir. Sorry, Tyrone. Tyron.
Back in my day, boys who wanted to climb up buildings didn't have that attitude.
Tyron gives Nicholas a look of disdain filled with daggers. Figurative daggers. Then he unhooks his claws from the building and flies away majestically.
Now look what I've done. I have to exert myself more than I should before fighting. By figuring out a way to get up this wretched building.
Nicholas wills his mind to create a searing ball of flame. He clambers on and starts to rise on the ball of flames. He puts his hand on the window and melts the glass into a scorching pile of sludge. He creeps in the gaping hole left by the destroyed glass. He trods upon the smooth ceramic tile.
Kavuraku, I know you're out there.
I shall die 1,000 deaths before I reveal myself to you.
All of the plays by this year's group of young playwrights will be presented 3 times, beginning on Friday, December 8th at 8 o'clock, and then again on Saturday, December 9th at 3 o'clock, and again at 7 in the Macaulay School Theatre. All the details are on the Muse of Fire website. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.